Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Monday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Be thou my vision through night and come day. Light on me always thy spirit to stay. Thou eternal Father, the great and the last, the wise and true sovereign of all that shall pass. Be thou my wisdom, my staff and my stay. Shine through the darkness, give light to my way. Be thou the true source of all I enjoy. So let carnal pleasures no longer annoy. Be thou my guardian, my sword in the fight. Be thou my dignity, thou my delight. Thou my soul's shelter, and thou my high tower. Wilt thou raise me heavenward, O power of my power? Riches I heed not, or man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance now and always. Thou and thou only still first in my heart. The high King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be thou my vision, O ruler of all.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue.
In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Hear me and speedily rescue me. Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Release me from the snares they have hidden, for you are my refuge, Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. O God of truth, you detest those who worship false and empty gods. As for me, I trust in the Lord. Let me be glad and rejoice in your love. You who have seen my affliction and taken heed of my soul's distress have not handed me over to the enemy, but set my feet at large.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant.
Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in distress. Tears have wasted my eyes, my throat, and my heart, for my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighs. Affliction has broken down my strength, and my bones waste away. In the face of all my foes, I am a reproach, an object of scorn to my neighbors and of fear to my friends. Those who see me in the street run far away from me. I am like a dead man, forgotten, like a thing thrown away. I have heard the slander of the crowd. Fear is all around me as they plot together against me, as they plan to take my life. But as for me, I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My life is in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of those who hate me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me.
How great is the goodness, Lord, that you keep for those who fear you, that you show to those who trust you in the sight of men. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plotting of men. You keep them safe within your tent from disputing tongues. Blessed be the Lord, who has shown me the wonders of his love in a fortified city. I am far removed from your sight, I said in my alarm. Yet you heard the voice of my plea when I cried for help. Love the Lord, all you saints. He guards his faithful, but the Lord will repay to the full those who act with pride. Be strong. Let your heart take courage, all who hope in the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God of kindness and truth, you saved your chosen one, Jesus Christ, and you gave your martyrs strength. Watch over your people who come to you here and strengthen the hearts of those who hope in you, that they may proclaim your saving acts of kindness in the eternal city.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me.
Guide me in the way of your truth and teach me,
for you are my saving God.
From the second book of Samuel, Absalom said to the king, "Allow me to go to Hebron and fulfill a vow I made to the Lord. For while living in Geshur and Aram, your servant made this vow. If ever the Lord brings me back to Jerusalem, I will worship him in Hebron." The king wished him a safe journey, and he went off to Hebron. Then Absalom sent spies throughout the tribes of Israel to say, "When you hear the second horn, declare Absalom king in Hebron." 200 men had accompanied Absalom from Jerusalem. They had been invited and went in good faith, knowing nothing of the plan. Absalom also sent to Ahithophel the Galonite, David's counselor, an invitation to come from his town, Gilo, for the sacrifices he was about to offer. So the conspiracy gained strength, and the people with Absalom increased in numbers. An informant came to David with the report. "The Israelites have transferred their loyalty to Absalom." At this, David said to his servants who were with him in Jerusalem, "Up, let us take flight, or none of us will escape from Absalom. Leave quickly, lest he hurry and overtake us, then visit disaster upon us and put the city to the sword." Zadok, too, with all the Levite bearers of the Ark of the Covenant of God, and Abathar brought the Ark of God to a halt until the soldiers had marched out of the city. Then the king said to Zadok, "Take the Ark of God back to the city. If I find favor with the Lord, he will bring me back and permit me to see it and its lodging. But if he should say, 'I am not pleased with you,' I am ready. Let him do to me as he sees fit." The king also said to the priest Zadok, "See to it that you and Abathar return to the city in peace, and both your sons with you, your own son Amaziah and Abathar's son Jonathan. Remember, I shall be waiting at the fords near the desert until I receive information from you." So Zadok and Abathar took the Ark of God back to Jerusalem and remained there. As David went up to the Mount of Olives, he wept without ceasing. His head was covered, and he was walking barefoot. All those who were with him also had their heads covered and were weeping as they went. As David was approaching Beeruhim, a man named Shemaiah, the son of Gera, of the same clan as Saul's family, was coming out of the place, cursing as he came. He threw stones at David and all the king's officers, even though all of the soldiers, including the royal guard, were on David's right and on his left. Shemaiah said as he cursed, "Away, away, you murderous and wicked man. The Lord has requited you for all the bloodshed in the family of Saul, in whose stead you became king, and the Lord has given over the kingdom to your son Absalom, and now you suffer ruin because you are a murderer." Abishai, son of Zeruiah, said to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, please, and lop off his head." But the king replied, "What business is it of mine or yours, son of Zeruiah, that he curses? Suppose the Lord has told him to curse David, who then will dare say, 'Why are you doing this?'" Then the king said to Abishai, to all his servants, "If my own son, who came forth from my loins, is seeking my life, how much more might this Benjaminite do so? Let him alone and let him curse, for the Lord has told him to. Perhaps the Lord will look on my affliction and make it up to me with benefits for the curses he is uttering this day." David and his men continued on the road, while Shemaiah kept abreast of them on the hillside, all the while cursing and throwing stones and dirt as he went. The Word of the Lord. "Even my closest friend who had my trust,
he who ate at my table, has turned against me.
One of you who is eating with me is about to betray me.
He who ate at my table has turned against me.
A reading from a letter to the Corinthians by St. Clement, Pope. The command has been written. Cling to the saints, for those who cling to them will be sanctified. There is a passage in Scripture as well which states, "With the innocent man you will be innocent, and with the chosen you will be chosen also. Likewise, with the perverse you will deal perversely." Devote yourselves, then, to the innocent and the just. They are God's chosen ones. Why are there strife and passion, schisms, and even war among you? Do we not possess the same spirit of grace which was given to us and the same calling in Christ? Why do we tear apart and divide the body of Christ? Why do we revolt against our own body? Why do we reach such a degree of insanity that we forget that we are members one of another? Do not forget the words of Jesus our Lord. "Woe to that man! It would be better for him if he had not been born rather than scandalize one of my chosen ones. Indeed, it would be better for him to have a great millstone round his neck and to be drowned in the sea than that he lead astray one of my chosen ones. Your division has led many astray, has made many doubt, has made many despair, and has brought grief upon us all. And still your rebellion continues." Pick up the letter of Blessed Paul the Apostle. What did he write to you at the beginning of his ministry? Even then, you had developed factions. So Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, wrote to you concerning himself and Cephas and Apollos. But that division involved you in less sin because you were supporting apostles of high reputation and a person approved by them. We should put an end to this division immediately. Let us fall down before our Master and implore his mercy with our tears. Then he will be reconciled to us and restore us to the practice of brotherly love that benefits us. For this is the gate of justice that leads to life, as it is written, "Open to me the gates of justice. When I have entered there, I shall praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The just shall enter through it." There are many gates which stand open, but the gate of justice is the gateway of Christ. All who enter through this gate are blessed, pursuing their way in holiness and justice, performing all their tasks without discord. A person may be faithful. He may have the power to utter hidden mysteries. He may be discriminating in the evaluation of what is said and pure in his actions. But the greater he seems to be, the more humbly he ought to act, and the more zealous he ought to be for the common good rather than his own interest.
Though I am not bound to anyone, I became a slave to all. To the weak, I became weak.
I became all things to all men, that I might at least save some.
I was eyes for the blind and feet for the lame. I was a father to the poor.
I became all things to all men, that I might at least save some.
Let us pray. O God, who in the abasement of your Son have raised up a fallen world, fill your faithful with holy joy, for on those you have rescued from slavery to sin, you bestow eternal gladness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.